Please join me in prayer. O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, diligence to seek you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So for today, I begin our time with a question. How have we heard God speak to us? Transitioning this question into, there is something about a well-told story, either told orally within storytelling, poetry, or around a campfire. Stories can also be in the notes woven together through music to tell its own tale. Words that form the lyrics of our songs, shape the written book, and inform us of our past. Tales of our history that we can track back and see how they interconnected with one another to get us to the point of our shared history. For today, to answer this question, I would like to tell you a story. The first part began several decades ago here on Fur Island. It begins with a group of immigrants looking to form a community to share life with one another and come together to worship. Hearing God speak to them, they started setting aside their Sundays to join with one another to give thanks to God, who was so prevalent within their lives. This small community met in a family's home so they could have a place to welcome new neighbors and a traveling preacher, one who came to the area to form Norwegian Lutheran congregations in these new territories and towns. Then, by faith, at a key moment, these families came together to explore a way to build a more permanent building. This congregation purchased a half acre of land, then, with generous help from the Ladies' Aid, they purchased the first church's building materials. The story goes on that I've heard that they started to collect portions of donations from milk money to buy the supplies to construct a building that they could gather together to share life and faith with one another. A place where their eyes were open to see God's work within the community, ears to listen to God's voice, and hearts filled with faith where love was lived out. It is said that at each gathering time, they would sit on rough boards propped up by nail kegs and grocery boxes until pews could be bought. The people that formed the once small Norwegian church on Fur Island likely had times of reservation within the community of believers' hearts, for they experienced their own times of difficulty, uncertainty of their future, fears of the unknown, and an uncomfortableness in responding to God's call for them. They would encounter changes as floods came, that preachers came and went, the welcoming of the stranger and inviting them in for a place to settle and to be a part of the body of God to be lived out in community. However, through the roots of their faith, God's peace, hope, love, and strength would be felt, received, and lived out, all while the ebb and flow of life was shared together, spiritually and physically, needs were heard, and they continuing the life of this small congregation to be commissioned to live out God's covenant to serve. So the second part of this story to answer the question for today, but modifying it to ask, how have I heard God speak to me? It began with a young woman who was out in the middle of the wilderness praying for what would be next, then responding to the Spirit's nudge that would lead her to another key moment of answering when God prodded her out of her comfort zone, where she was plagued with times of doubts, moments of struggle because of these stories she was told in her past. However, within this community, God brought people to walk alongside of her to show her her value in God's eyes, and ways she was being commissioned to serve. From that key moment, she would continue to respond to God's quiet and unquiet nudges, receiving nourishment through the soil God planted her in. Having eyes, ears, and a heart of faith in God's love and grace, she endured the ebb and flow of life that sought to knock her off course. This leads me to our third part of our building story, of seeing this primary question developed. It was telling of faith that was seen in the disciples when Christ appeared to them. The overriding fear of the unknown a week after Christ's crucifixion and appearance to Mary and Peter. The doubt experienced momentarily by those in the room and those who were not. The declarations and commissions said and given to the disciples by Christ who called them, gathering them in community, living life with them, sharing experiences and stories with them. And then he sent them out with these stories to share. Each disciple had a key moment within the house that they were hiding in, each receiving a gift of peace when living in fear of the change that had occurred and what might it look like going forward. Receiving the Spirit who is breathed upon them by Christ, who is active and living within them, tangible to feel, and moving them to share this story with all they met. For Thomas, whose story is often focused on the doubt he expressed, it was his understanding that changed the moment Christ presented himself to him, switching his doubt of, "I won't believe it unless," to one of, "My Lord, my God." His story's the key moment was when he saw the risen God and made the proclamation. All these stories are combined to answer this ever-changing question. They're interconnected with the larger one of God's love for us, a love that changed the disciples' understanding of what God's love meant for them. A love that those who were part of the earlier story witnessed, felt, and lived out throughout the years. A love that as a young woman, God spoke to me and I experienced and was transformed by the voice, revealing God's free gift of grace for all and a tangible faith lived out. A love for us that awakens us, claims us, changes us, and invites us to share our story. And the larger story of God who is in and through and beyond all creation. Our Creator God who loves us and our community of beloved children continually. And you brought forth light shining in the darkness of fear. Our gracious God who brings order from the chaos of our stories of how God has spoken to us in the past that has led us here. A living God who is amongst us, inviting us to join the story because we have a place as beloved children. Going back to the stories of faith that have been told and the stories of faith that have not been told, this week I was reminded and challenged by some statements made in the questions asked of me, leading me to have a curiosity about our story within this community. Those who walk with us in this body of believers. And I know that each of us have a short story to share. Therefore, within these next few weeks, I would like to hear your story. Now, I'd like you to think about how have you heard God speak to you? And I encourage you, each one of you, to take time to pause, have a conversation with God in whatever place you find yourself or the space that you feel most connected with God. And if you don't have such a space, to explore and find one. Because we are simply on a journey of discovering what our story is and its formation of us going forward. Remembering from our summer series that all who wander are not lost. We are simply adding to our story of God's love for us. Amen.